News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's the defamation action taken by former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams against the BBC over a claim that he sanctioned the killing of ex-Sinn Féin official Dennis Donaldson is due to get underway in the High Court later today. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, joins us. Alison, just remind us of the background to this case, please.
Yeah, so this is based on, as you said, a BBC Spotlight investigation that aired for the first time in 2016. There was also then an article that appeared online on BBC news website to accompany that programme. And both of those things are subject to this libel action by Gerry Adams. It was an investigation into the death of Dennis Donaldson, for those maybe too young or who can't recall. Dennis Donaldson was an advisor to Sinn Féin, a very senior advisor. He was arrested as part of the Stormont Gate spy probe, held for some time on remand, and then the prosecution dropped the charges against him and his son-in-law at that time, Kieran Kearney. A few days later, Dennis Donaldson appeared at a pre-arranged press conference where he admitted that he'd been working as a double agent for the British security forces, for the intelligence services, while he was a member of Sinn Féin. He then went into exile and was living in Donegal in a remote cottage, that had no running water or electricity, and he was shot dead while in that cottage on his own. Spotlight investigated this, and they claimed during that killing had been sanctioned by Gerry Adams, which he disputed strongly. In 2017, then, he lodged a libel action, and here we are in 2025, which I think is an example of how slow these type of courts work.
It certainly
but
is.
This is finally going to be heard before jury.
What argument will Gerry Adams' lawyers be putting forward, do we know at this stage?
His argument is that this is entirely untrue, and the Donaldson family, I think, are supporting that in saying that to blame the provisional IRA in this killing does not tally with what the Garda are investigating as the who was responsible for this death. I recall, I think, several years after the murder, someone from the real IRA claimed they had been responsible. But there's always been a sort of vagueness around who actually was responsible for the murder of Dennis Donaldson. The BBC are standing by their journalism and saying that they are going to defend that robustly in front of this jury. There has been a number of legal arguments that have already taken place during that time. The BBC tried to introduce evidence which was refused by the court, and Gerry Adams' defence tried to have some of the claims struck out, which was also refused by the court. So it will now be in front of a jury. This is going to last 3 weeks. As you can imagine, there'll be a lot of media interest in this case as it runs through those 3 weeks. And the BBC, you know, as I said, they're claiming they're standing over their journalism, so it'll be interesting to see what evidence they manage to produce during this 3 week hearing.
It certainly will. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.